from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. A couple minutes away from an NFL no huddle. Caden Ellis is going to join us. Falcons linebacker. When practice is over, just peeked out the door there during the break and got a chance to see a little bit of what was going on. Abe told us that apparently the birthday boy, Kirk Cousins, threw a pick six and then proceeded to just, like, rage chase the defensive back down the field.
Rage chase.
Which sounds a lot like something he would do, yes. But he didn't catch him, which is good for the DB.
Yes.
70-yard sprint, though.
Good for him,
looks
man.
Good for the Achilles.
Hey, I mean,
encouraging signs.
You got to get in shape, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, but hopefully there's not a lot of those situations that
don't want to see any more Kirk Cousins rage chasing.
We don't need none of that, because there's absolutely nothing funnier than that right there. You know, and it was so crazy because I saw this clip yesterday. It was Vince Wilfork. I remember we were playing the Patriots up in New England, and this is Vince's first interception, I think it was. And so I'm on the left side of the field. He catches it, and then he catches the interception. And we're in chase of Vince, which is funny, saying we're chasing Vince Wolford trying to
seems
to tackle
like something
him.
You could probably do.
Yeah, but it's funny because you got Tobert's on his side. Tobert's trying to knock the ball out because he has it in his left hand. So he's and watching Phillip try to chase down Vince Wolford.
Who's faster?
Like, Vince was pulling away, dog.
Vince Wilfork versus Phillip Rivers in a 40-yard dash.
Dude, I'm just sitting there like, I'm not going to get him on the other side of the field. But watching him rumble and watching Phillip try to chase his ass is one of the funniest damn things ever, man. Especially when you get to the sideline talking about it. Like, you almost got him there, Phil.
Damn, dude, you're not faster than him? Like, we know you're not fast, but come on. Like, that guy was 380 pounds.
Dude,
what are you doing?
Yeah, that is so funny.
Greatest chase down of all time.
Mine is Ben Watson against Champ Bailey.
It's Ben Watson.
Yeah. That, I know they want to
I know
DK.
The DK one's great.
The DK one's great. But Ben –
it's Champ Bailey.
Ben coming from where he came from.
Where he came from.
To get Champ.
Champ had no clue.
None.
Ben Watson went 100 yards to get him and got him right at the pylon.
That is still my favorite.
I think it's the best one. Obviously, the DK one was crazy, too, because it was Buda Baker, right? Like, Buda's little and fast.
Right.
Like,
but, yeah, Ben's – today, Ben is still my favorite.
I don't want either one of those guys chasing me down.
Yeah, and Ben was hauling ass.
Ben and DK, man. Those big fellas.
Yeah, man.
But anyway, sounds like Kirk's Achilles is good.
Yeah,
we'll go silver lining on the pick six and everything that happened out there. But anyway, Caden Ellis will join us when they're done with practice. I don't know if that'll be in 15 minutes. I don't know if that'll be in half an hour, but it'll be during this hour. So a lot of football talk coming up in the noon hour, as always. But let's kick things off with an NFL no huddle.
We're going no huddle.
With the Midday Show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Let's go now, let's go! Set!
All right, some news from the weekend here, and then we'll get to some reaction to some of the games that were played as well. But Stephon Gilmore no longer available on free agent market. He signs a 1-year, $10 million deal with the Vikings, which is kind of
strange. Because when I first saw the first tweet, it just said signed a 1-year deal, but he was in his Dallas uniform. So I'm thinking he resigned with Dallas.
Like, oh,
and then Schefter had to retweet it and put it to Minnesota, which is, I mean,
$10 million. $10 million, $10
million. Yeah.
But I just think the Vikings are not going to be good, I don't think.
Well, I mean, I don't think they had any, you know, obviously we talked last week, their first round pick, J.J. McCarthy, goes down. He's out for the season. Yeah. I think the whole intention was to start the season with old boy at the quarterback position. But, yeah, I mean, they did add some parts in free agency defensively, you know, and so, I mean.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, Kevin O'Connell's not trying to.
He's not trying to.
I mean, they're trying to win.
He's a good football coach.
He's a good coach. They've won games the last
And they still got some talent around him. Yeah. So.
That'd be interesting. Here's Antonio Pierce naming a starter with the Raiders.
Gardner Minshew's going to be the starting quarterback the 2024 season. Myself, Telesco, and Luke Getsy discussed it this morning. A lot of things went into it. It wasn't based off of last night. There's a lot of factors. So we feel like Gardner gives us the best opportunity to get off to a fast start, and that's what we're going with. We support him. Our team's behind it. Our staff's behind it. Our organization's behind it.
There you have it. Gardner Minshew, yeah. QB1.
Yeah, well.
Las Vegas Raiders.
Well, can he duplicate what he did? Because he played pretty good last year.
Here's the thing. He's going to have some games where he plays well.
Yeah.
Like, he's a good player. Yeah. He's just not a consistent starting quarterback caliber.
But he's better than what – he's the best what they have on the roster right now. Yeah. And so, you know, for him to for AP to go out there, and he talked about him, the general manager and the offensive coordinator, they discussed this is who he wants to be his quarterback. The biggest thing they're going to have to do is they're going to have to run the football. They're going to have to be able to run the football and get Devondre, Deontay Adams, and Brock Bowers the ball as much as possible.
I keep forgetting that's what Brock Bowers is.
Yes, yes. I mean, that's going to be their hope.
That's good for Minshew.
Yeah. Like, I mean, he got some people to throw the ball to.
To throw the ball to. Obviously, Adams incredibly good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But they brought him in not to be the backup. I'm talking about,
well, I think
Minshew.
I think they thought they were going to draft a quarterback. And then
they got screwed. The Broncos got him. Yeah, the Broncos, they snaked them.
Yeah, they were shocked to come out of the first round of that draft without a quarterback.
Yeah, so, man.
And that's how you end up with Gardner
Minshew, dog.
Hey, you know what?
Unbelievable.
He's won some football games in the NFL. Here's Mike Tomlin talking about his quarterback situation in Pittsburgh.
It's somewhat of an incomplete study because you just don't get a chance to see him operate or us operate or us establish rhythm and personality when you're not winning possession downs. And we weren't. You know, the first three or so series of the game, it was, you know, three and out, and that's, you're not going to get an opportunity to establish rhythm or play the way that you would like as an individual or a collective.
Dude, it was so bad. And it was bad because, like, Russ can't escape like he used to.
No.
But
he got sacked three times.
Broderick Jones was sitting in his damn lap. And that's what I'm saying. I love the dog and everything. He played left last week. He went to right this week. But, yeah, maybe because Jess can elude and all those different things, it might give you a better chance. I don't know. I think Mike T, they will like Russell to start because I think it's easier to go from Russell to Justin than it is to go to Justin to Russell. But I honestly, Andy, I don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah, I mean, clearly Russell Wilson, I mean, he said it publicly that he was in the pole position and all that stuff. He had the leg up to try to win the job. But he hasn't done anything to remain ahead of him.
No.
Now, Justin hasn't done anything all that great either. But if it's a push, you go with the
younger guy.
You go with the young guy.
And that's one of the things where if they do go with Justin Fields, is Russ on his team?
That's a good question. I mean, it's obviously cheap for them to move on.
Yeah.
If he doesn't want to be there, I don't know. Maybe he goes to Oakland or Las Vegas.
Maybe. You know, you don't know that. But I know that, you know, they're going to have to rely and run the hell out of the football. I saw Warren went down, and they're talking about his status. I don't know how long he's going to be at, but you still do have Najee there. But, yeah, they got to figure out it soon.
Yeah. The good news is, as we sit in Atlanta – that's the team you play week 1.
And I'll tell you this.
They don't know who their quarterback is because neither one of them has played well. That's good.
And then they're going to have one more preseason game. whoever starts that game is going to be the starter.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, whoever starts the third preseason game is going to be the starter.
That makes sense. But again, like, you know, we thought maybe at some point one of those two guys would elevate their play and take the
another
job.
Just had another fumble?
Yeah.
So, I mean.
You can't. I mean.
It's just. They got some issues, man. I thought that was a catch by George Pickens, by the way, on the sideline. I thought it was. But yeah, they got some issues up there in Pittsburgh. Man, they still got them dudes, the pass rushers.
They still do.
They still got the equalizer.
They still got Minka.
Yes, they still got them equalizers.
They have talent for sure, but they don't seem to have much quarterback talent.
Yeah.
And the Falcons upgrading the defense the way that they did last week. Hopefully that spells good things for the Falcons in week one. Stetson Bennett played the whole game.
Yeah, man.
for the Rams.
Threw another interception.
He did, but he threw a touchdown.
Yeah.
And they won again.
Yeah,
2-0.
That was the one thing.
2-0.
Way to go, Stan.
Is it the most important thing?
Yeah, way to go, Stan. I mean, it was so ugly. We talked about, you were saying, some ugly from proven quarterbacks. Daniel Jones, that's the worst interception I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like, what the hell were you doing? He did bounce back. He bounced back and everything like that. But, yeah, that was
two really bad interceptions,
I mean, they were
actually
bad. They were really, really bad. And I thought, you know, Taylor Williams is going to be a fun kid to watch, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had some mistakes and everything like that, like most young quarterbacks does.
He's awesome.
But he is freaking – just the way he's in the pocket.
He's awesome.
How he's looking around back and, okay, make sure there's nobody there.
Yeah.
I mean, this dude, man, I mean –
he's electric.
He is. He really is.
Great arm. He's a great improviser. I realize the knock is maybe he doesn't play within the confines of the office.
Well,
all right. He'll get there.
Yeah.
He can learn that kind of stuff. The stuff that he does is stuff you can't teach. Let's actually hear him not only talking about that, but talking about how good the defense is in Chicago as well. Here's Caleb.
What have I learned by playing? That our defense is really good. And because I go versus them every day, I've learned that our defense is really good, and they've done a great job helping me, preparing me. Defensive guys talk to me about, you know, things that I do, things that I can get better at. Obviously, the offensive coaches and QBs and everybody obviously talk to me. We have our meetings, but the, you know, defensive guys speaking up, telling me what they see from their lens has only made me better. You know, I tell them, and we're all excited that we're going to win a lot of games. We're going to have a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know that the first couple of days of camp, the defense is winning. You know, they were confused when he wasn't caught up to the speed and everything. But, yeah, I mean, when you go against a defense like theirs, their defense is one of the best in the NFL the last part of the season last year. You go get Montez Sweat. You got a big-time corner in Johnson. Who's that? God, dog, the boy that came over from Buffalo. Ed's been starting in the middle of your defense.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got stuff over there that allows you to be successful on that side of the football. And for him, the biggest thing going to be with him is just don't give possessions away.
Yeah.
If the check down is there, throw the check down.
Yeah, no, he's going to. He's gonna make rookie trying to do too much mistakes and all that kind of stuff. And he's going to do some incredible things as well. But, yeah, you're right. Like, they're better than most teams that have the first overall
pick.
Because
they didn't earn it. Yeah, they earned it, right.
Roma Dunze had a nice catch in the game as well. They got a great receiving core. Like, I don't know. I don't know how good the Bears are going to be this year, but they should be pretty fun to watch with the amount of talent that they have on that roster. Tua Tagovailoa played in the preseason game for the Dolphins and went 5 for 5. Jaden Daniels continues a pretty nice preseason for him. He went 10 for 12 with 78 yards. You mentioned Bo Nix
played
with another nice start or another nice performance.
You got to know where you're at in the field, Rook. All right? You can't throw the ball once you pass the line. But I thought just his overall, and I know Sean doesn't want to get into some of his press conference, heard some of his press conference, who's going to be the starting quarterback. He don't want to talk about it right now. Bo Nix is going to be starting.
Yeah, he's played well.
He's played good.
He drafted him in the first round. Yeah.
And he's right what you need him to do. Just dink and dunk, get the ball out of his hands. He's athletic.
Accurate passer.
Accurate guy.
Doesn't make a lot of mistakes.
And plays a lot. I know it's NFL, college, but played a lot of football.
He has.
A lot of football. And two big-time programs.
One pretty big program. Didn't win many big games in a row.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But he played.
But Auburn's won national championships in the last 20 years. Oregon's never won. So, I don't know. They're a big-time program or not. Maybe. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk a little more Falcons. Caden Ellis is going to join us in the next 15 minutes or so. We'll let you hear a little bit of what Raheem Morris had to say after the preseason game number 2 on Saturday. Terry Fontenot as well, right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. Looks like Falcons practice is wrapping up as we are broadcasting live in Flowery Branch, Ticketmaster Studio. Linebacker Caden Ellis is going to step off the practice field here in just a couple of minutes and chat with us. We'll get back into some of what went on with the Braves road trip. Coming a good finish. I mean, yeah. They won five out of the last seven games on the trip against the Giants and the Angels. At what cost? I don't know at what cost. We don't know yet as far as the long-term injury for Austin Riley. Came out of the game yesterday, got hit in the hand in the first inning. The x-rays were inconclusive. We still haven't heard anything today either. So, yeah, I mean, if you're going to win five out of the last seven, then one of your best players is going to get hurt.
Yeah, man.
That's the way the Braves season has gone this year.
It does suck. Some college news that we talked about it before the show. Smile Monday. The Georgia linebacker obviously was arrested for reckless driving and everything. All the charges have been dropped and everything. He pled guilty, charges dropped, whatever. Rusty had texted me that earlier this morning. I just saw other news on it and everything. So that's the second one, I think, this summer that has been kind of dismissed for the reckless driving. So. Stop driving reckless.
Good lawyers.
Stop driving reckless.
Some good lawyering going on over there in Athens.
Yeah.
good law school, right?
Pretty good.
I guess the stop doing it.
Yeah. I mean, that would help.
But I think we've said that one before.
Yeah, we're not. We're way past that, dog. Yep. We're way past. But it's game week though. Hell, I mean, you got Tech. You got Florida State. From what you read, the stadium's like all the tickets have been sold out.
Yeah, sold out.
So, I mean, that should be a whole lot of fun. I know my man.
I would love to do a trip like that.
Oh, yeah.
I know Mike Bell's doing it to go over to watch the game.
And I think me and Don were talking about it a lot. She's like, well, if Georgia ever does that, would you guys say, yeah, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would go cross seas and watch them play just to get the experience.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's been a long – like we used to go to the Frankfurt Galaxy game all the time. My mother's second tour in Germany, but it was the first year of World League football. So we got a chance to – and they loved it. I remember Tony Baker, the touchdown maker. Now, Tony could score a touchdown in the NFL, but damn if he wasn't a rock star in Frankfurt.
Hey, man. It's all right.
A rock star.
All right. Not everybody's going to have a great NFL career, but it's cool that there was NFL Europe to go over there and do that in. I don't know. How does that happen? How do you get chosen?
To what? I don't know.
I mean, I know there's been Florida State's done it a couple times, right?
I know. It's usually the same. Like, it's always Notre Dame.
Yeah, Notre Dame's done it. We talked to JD Bertrand about that experience, both being a Notre Dame Fighting Irish and also being Irish, having like an Irish dad.
Right.
So he had a bunch of ticket requests when they were over there at Ireland playing in that game. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems like something that probably is going to happen more as the NFL continues to do more internationally. They're in more different countries now than they ever have been. These Ireland games seem to go well.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Obviously,
who was it last year?
Was Notre Dame in Navy last year? I don't remember. But Notre Dame goes to Dublin. This year it's Georgia Tech and Florida State. Where does it make sense for Georgia to go?
Munich.
Sure.
I don't know.
Georgia Bulldogs.
Munich.
They got Bull. I don't know.
Yeah, send them to well, I mean, London seems like that's probably the logical choice. Maybe. I guess. I don't know. But I'm curious how these teams – oh, yeah, I would definitely go if the Dogs were to play this game. And I don't know how far down the line these games are already made out. You know,
yeah. You'd have to think pretty far.
Give me an opportunity to get your travel arrangements and everything ready to go over there.
I'd just like to see a bunch of Georgia fans in, like it doesn't really matter what country. I mean, England, Ireland, Germany, just barking at people.
Oh, God.
People like,
What's wrong with these people barking at us?
What is wrong with these people?
But, no, I think it'll be a lot of fun. This game is going to be a lot of fun. Obviously, the start of the college football season is here. I think I saw where they broke camp. Just said the Dogs broke camp yesterday, I think it was.
Okay.
And everything like, especially we were just talking about the Falcons breaking camp, because it's so different than it used to be. You knew when a team broke camp, you always broke camp after the third preseason game. And because that's when you get your routine. Before the third preseason game, because that's when you get the game week, the way you going home and all those different things. And getting that
aspect. Well, it just used to be so different because there was multiple cuts, right? You went from 90 to 75 to 53.
Yes.
Now they just do one big cut down after the final preseason game. A lot of times, I know you guys did this, a lot of times teams would have training camp elsewhere, like not at their normal practice facility.
Right.
So like when the Seahawks did training camp, they trained in Idaho, where Caden Ellis went at the University of Idaho in Moscow. And then they'd come back and resume whatever practice leading into the season near where they actually played the games. I know you guys were all over the place in some of the teams that you played for training camp. The Falcons have training camp right here at home in Flowery Branch. So when they do break camp, like we were talking, have they broken camp?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. What difference does it make? It's so different because you want to always keep it in that training camp type feel. You always want to do that until the season starts. But now, and I always say this, the worst and the dirtiest thing about the NFL preseason and the final cuts is that they get like three more practices out your ass before they cut you. That should be the one thing. They get about three, four practices out your ass before they cut
we
you.
We need the numbers.
Yeah, exactly. that's how I be sometimes. You're like, I've never been in that situation, thank God. But I'm like, you're sitting there like, did I make the team? Did I not make the team? Because that is the worst. And I always made a point. After the last preseason game, I came over as late as I could. I wanted to get there as late as I could to the facility because you hate seeing them damn black trash bags.
Oh yeah,
and people piling up all their stuff and because you always say the same thing, man. Hey man, good luck to you, blah blah blah. Or you might try to lie to them. Damn dog, I thought you made it. You know, you always got to come up with something. So I would try to be the last person there. Because I just did not. I hate
just to
it.
Avoid the
just to avoid
the
it.
The bummer of seeing people.
Yeah, man. Because you think about
dreams come to an end. Yeah, yeah. No, I get
you're,
that.
You're together that. From like March until then. You always try to be last.
Well, and that's it.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's it. They bring a black trash bag to your locker.
Yeah, man.
And your football career is probably over.
Yeah, man.
Not everybody gets to go play for the Frankfurt whatevers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
There isn't even a European league anymore.
Yeah. I got a question for you, Bo.
Sure.
Do you listen to Morgan Whalen?
Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, him.
No.
Okay.
Not really.
I just saw it. I saw a video this morning of him walking into a stadium. I'm like, damn. It's like, is he that big?
Yeah, he's massive.
He's massive?
Yeah, he's massive. He's a huge country
guy. He's a country guy?
Yeah, okay. I know,
because I saw him.
He did that song, you may have heard, it was about the Braves. He did a song about the 98 Braves that was pretty popular last summer.
Right.
I don't know if you heard it or not, but it was about the Braves.
Okay.
I think we talked about it once or twice.
Yeah, I saw one of his videos.
No, I'm Team Luke, all right?
They had a video.
In case anybody's asking.
Oh, are they rivals?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I think there's like a little bit of the fan bases of Morgan Wallen and then Luke Combs.
Uh-huh.
They're like the two very popular younger country star.
I saw
Luke
him come
Combs
out.
Went to App State.
I saw him coming out. They had him on the
Luke
video.
Baby.
He was walking in with like Travis Kelce and I was like, oh my
superstar.
God, is it like that? Like in the back, like him walking down the tunnel and people are going crazy. I was like, oh, do I need to blank with this guy? Mm-mm. Oh, okay.
No, you're good. Okay. No, but Luke Combs though, you get on Luke's bandwagon.
What'd Luke sing? Is he the country girl? Shake It For Me? That's not him.
No, that's not him. I don't know who that is. He did the Long Neck Ice Cold Beer.
Old
Brandon
love
Adams
that song.
Yeah. That one. He's got a bunch of songs about beer. But so does Morgan. So does every
country. Oh, it's my jam right here.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good song. look. I like a lot of his music. I like some of Morgan Wallen's songs too. I'm not sitting here trying to say that like either one of them is all that different than the other. If you like it, that's great. They did a thing where they plugged in some prompts to an AI. Like there's an AI music generator,
right?
And they were like, "All right, make a country song about this, this, and this." And it sounded pretty much like all these guys' songs. It was like, yeah, we like beer and dogs and trucks.
Yeah. Don't we all?
Like a lot of country music right now, and again, I'm a fan of a lot of it. It's just lists of things you like.
Yeah.
Or like doing.
Okay. Well, that's me.
So just make a list of stuff you like and then get a guitar riff behind it, and then that's country music.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
What do you like? You like sunshine?
It's cool.
Yeah. But you like the summertime.
Yeah, I love summertime. Love summertime.
Like sitting by the pool.
Yeah.
Beer.
Always.
Ideally cold.
Yes.
You like your dog.
I love him.
What about your lady?
Yeah, you know that.
Do you like her?
I give my life. Give my life for her.
There you go. You drive a big car.
Yes.
Okay, so you like that. What else do you like? Friday nights.
Cool.
Saturdays.
Love them.
College football.
Yes.
What about barbecue?
Come on, man.
Okay. There you go. See, you like country music. What is it? Are you fond of dirt roads?
Andy.
You know, I'm actually not. Yeah. I don't like dirt roads that much. I prefer my roads paved if I can help it, actually.
I mean, we used to live on a dirt road. Well, Grandma did.
My dad, when I was a kid, it was gravel, though. It wasn't dirt, but it was close. No. It wasn't paved.
Oh, he didn't pave it.
Well, no, I mean, I don't know. He didn't. Is it up to his job?
I never paved
the road I live on.
I'm just because probably then Mr. Bunker was still out there being handy.
Oh yeah. But he's more of like a wooden hammer kind of handy, not like a paved road kind of handy.
Okay, yeah. All right. Again, things you did.
Not to say that he
things
could.
You don't know.
Like I think my dad could probably do just about anything, but no, that road was gravel.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I mean. It was good to see him because I always love hanging around your pops and everything. I got to see them this weekend and obviously her family and then your brother and his fiance.
Yeah.
And I just kept saying, I was like, good for y'all. Good for y'all for keeping it a secret. She said, I told everybody.
Secret?
That's what she said. I told everybody. It's him.
Yeah, there was no secret kept. You can't keep secrets in the era of social media. Now, I will give my my brother and his now fiance got engaged last weekend. I will give my brother credit for what he attempted because a lot of the family was upset with him for not telling everyone that they got engaged.
Right.
Not me. I wasn't upset. He can do what he wants.
He's a grown man.
He's a grown man. He can do what he wants. She put it on social media. He wanted to tell everyone in person, which is a really cool sentiment. Like, that's a much cooler way to find out about something like that.
I agree.
Than to get a text message about it.
I agree.
Or to get it on social media.
How old is Michael?
31 years old. Okay. Like that.
Right.
If he would have been there on Saturday and nobody would have known, and he would have been at Lily's birthday party on Saturday and said, "Hey, we're engaged," that would have been a great moment.
I wouldn't want to do it then, though. But this is my niece's birthday.
Oh, come on. Yeah. We're not.
Dude.
There's enough to go around.
Man, that little girl is so funny because, you know, Uncle Randy got to bring both up something. And so I gave her bag, and then I had another bag that had Jack's toy in it. And I saw Jack, and I was like, come here, buddy, come here. And I went to go pull it out of the bag and looked over my left shoulder, and Lily is staring me down like,
what's that?
What's that? I was like, oh, this is something for Sebastian.
This is different.
Yeah.
Don't worry, it's not
Dude,
a present.
She stared me down so hard, I was like.
Yeah, man.
It's not his party, Uncle Randy.
No, it was her party. There's no question about that.
It's not his party.
Happy belated birthday, by the way. Yeah, she turned 4 yesterday. Happy anniversary to my wife as
well. Yeah, man.
6th anniversary yesterday. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come back. Hopefully, Caden Ellis will step in here and chat with us for a few minutes. We're broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. This is Morgan Wallen right here.
Okay.
You hear that? Right?
Listen to it. This is like the song I heard.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Yeah, you win some, you lose some. It ain't always home runs, and that's just the way life plays. If we were a team and love was a game, then we'd have been a 98 Braves. Me either. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Monday afternoon. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis is going to join us in a few minutes. There's practice is over. There's a few guys out there on the field still getting some work in. One guy is catching passes on the jugs machine. It might be Caden Ellis.
It might be him.
We can't tell because he's a little bit of ways away. But if he's out there working on his hands, that's more important than coming to talk to you and me.
Damn sure is. Yeah, work on your craft.
Got to work on your craft.
Work on your craft. I think it would be so funny because when everybody used to do the jug machines afterwards. But when you have, like, watching Chris Carter do it, and because he was there my rookie year, came in the second half of the season, and watching his – jugs machine routine was legendary.
What was it like?
I mean, it was like it was the catches, and then it was the one-handed grabs off the jug machine. His hands were so big that he would just snatch it out the air. And watching, because that was always his, you know, Larry learned from that. Everybody who talks about working out with Chris was his jug machine work. And watching both hands just sitting there, and that ball comes out, and he just sitting there just snatching it with one hand and no helmet. Like, dude.
That's a lot of belief.
A lot of belief in them hands. A lot of belief in them hands.
Yeah, no, I think
that was always cool.
There's a lot of stuff that when you see it in person, obviously you did it, but like to be out here and observe some of this stuff, you know, firsthand and watch it, it's just all so much faster and crazier than it looks when you see videos of it or they put it on social media, stuff like that. Like, these dudes are out here getting work on those jug machines after practice, and the ball is coming out, man. Like, that thing's coming out hot. Most people would struggle to even catch one, even if you're a little ways away with a little bit of a heads up. I heard Rich Eisen was telling a story because the Stuart Scott 30 for 30 is coming out, right? Or there's some stuff coming out on him. There was the year that he did a story where he was trying out for the Jets, right? And he was on the jugs machine, and that's how his eye got messed up. Yeah.
Got him.
Yeah. Don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You always wear
protective gear.
Protect yourself.
Especially if you're, you know, just
okay, so that's what was going on today. So today at practice, you know, they listen to music and everything.
Yeah.
It was Kirk Cousins' playlist.
Yes.
It's Kirk's birthday.
We did notice.
Yes.
Observing practice, the music was noticeably different.
Yeah. It was noticeably different because Kirk Cousins' playlist, because it's his birthday.
Uh-huh.
It was his playlist today. All right.
Yeah, no, that explains it.
Yeah.
That explains it. Because I was out there a couple different times,
right,
and I'm with Jersey Mike. I'm like, what? Like, what would you call this genre of music? And he was like, I don't know, like alternative maybe? like mid-2000s, kind of like emo-ish.
I don't even know what emo-ish means.
Yeah, I don't know. What, like All-American Rejects or something like that? Would that be a band?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's kind of like that.
Okay.
Because normally it's, you know, it's like pretty popular rap music that you've probably heard before.
Yes.
You know, maybe it's not your favorite song, but at least you've heard
it. The greatest thing about...
Not today.
Yeah, but that's always the funny thing about an NFL locker room bunk. NFL locker rooms, the weight room... You know, even out in practice, like, the music that gets to be played. And, you know, and I know, like, in most locker rooms, it's either hip-hop, R&B. But sometimes, you know, when they got linemen get in before everybody, you got to listen to whatever the hell linemen want to listen to.
A little country. Yeah, maybe some Metallica.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So you're... So, I mean, it's always who gets the... But then some teams, one guy's in charge of all the music. So in San Diego, Vincent Jackson. Late great Vincent Jackson was in charge of all the music.
Huh.
And so he had the big speaker, so he used to bring it. Then Travis was, but yeah, just that, because I think some teams, they do it like different days, different music. so you make everybody happy. Hip hop one day, country one day, like you said, heavy metal, soft rock, whatever is the classic rock. Like they do it by day sometimes. So you can make everybody happy.
Yeah.
Not everybody listens to rap music.
No, that's true. Not everybody listens to rap music, but like can't everybody work out to it? You know what I mean? Like, I just feel like there's some music that I don't have any interest in exercising to.
Right.
Like, I like a lot of different genres of music.
Yes.
But I'm not going to put on, like, John Coltrane to lift weights. You know what I mean? I like the music.
Right.
I like if I'm at home, maybe on a Saturday night or something, hanging out with my wife. But, like, you know, there's just certain things that I'm not. I like to get the juices flowing a little bit.
Right.
Feel just works a little bit better with a beat.
All of those songs have you know beat, I mean? Andy?
Yeah, kind of, but you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, you know.
You don't want to be mellow.
Like a real beat.
Yeah, you don't want to be mellowed. You don't want to be mellowed. But, yeah, so that was the reason the music was today, because Kirk Cousins got a chance to say, hey, Kirk.
How old's Kirk today?
35, I think, right?
Is he? Or 36.
Is he 35 or 36?
One or the other. 36.
36, okay.
36. There you go.
The 36-year-old quarterback coming off an Achilles.
Mm-hmm.
But he should not, because we saw, we didn't see. We read that he threw a pick six and chased after the guy. What'd you call it? Angry run?
Rage chase. You know, Kirk's very much like, I think he's probably had to deal with it, I think, in life, like managing that. Because he seems like a guy, like when he'd get real mad and amped up and competitive, like the teeth start to grit, you know, and the face gets red.
About like you.
Exactly. I can relate.
Yeah, about like
I can
you.
Relate.
Yeah.
He seems like a guy that probably threw the controller playing video games as a kid.
I don't know. I've never met anybody who has not done that.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, that was the thing right there. That...
But like rage quit? Did you ever have the friend that would rage quit when you'd be playing video games?
All the time.
Pop like that.
Yeah. Or the guy who turns it off? Or the guy who...
Or accidentally kicks the plug?
Yeah. Always.
Yeah.
Always been around them guys.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
That's always the crazy thing because, like, playing video games, and my cousin Corey, who him and Decatur Slim, that's what they parted. I remember Corey, like, we couldn't even play video games with him when he was little because they always getting mad and start crying like, dog, it's a game.
It's cheating.
No, it isn't.
It was the worst.
I'm just beating your head in.
Yeah, when you're playing against another person, the game's not cheating. But sometimes the game would cheat.
No, it wouldn't.
Yes, it would.
I'm saying this as a grown man now. When I was a kid, I used to think it was
sometimes
cheating.
Madden would decide it wasn't going to lose. It would be like you'd be having a great game, and all of a sudden in the fourth quarter, like, you know, I don't know who you're playing. I'm probably the Lions because I always wanted to be Barry Sanders, and I'm busting off 20-yard runs every single time I hand it to him. And all of a sudden, you know, whoever I'm going against, Brett Favre gets red hot and you can't stop him. No, the Madden video game every once in a while would cheat.
Right.
It would decide it wasn't going to lose and it would beat you.
Yeah, man.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Everybody's been there.
Yeah.
Nonsense. I'm sure the game still does
that. Turn the damn game off. And that would calm you down for maybe until the next game. But then you get mad again. You break that damn control you want to.
Right, exactly.
You ain't getting another
one. You're not getting another one.
Yeah.
And then you lose video game privileges for the weekend.
Yes.
And then
because you done got mad as hell on a Friday, and your ass can't play video games.
Messed up your whole weekend.
Messed up the whole weekend.
You messed up your whole weekend.
Because you done got mad.
Yeah.
And they will hold you accountable to that, man.
All right. So the Braves have the day off today. We're all kind of sitting here.
Hey, everybody's doing it.
Sitting here hoping that we'll get some good news on Austin Riley and the x-rays on his hand. He got hit with a pitch early in the game yesterday. Had to come out of the game. The x-rays were inconclusive yesterday. And then again, hopefully we'll find out today. But we haven't heard anything yet.
Oh, he just had to shower.
That's fine.
That was all.
I appreciate
that. What's up, brother? How you doing, man?
Caden Ellis steps in here now that practice is over for the Atlanta Falcons. Sits down with us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy to talk a little Falcons football. Caden, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing great, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thank y'all for having me.
Oh, no problem. We're doing outstanding. And, I mean, you are your Green Dot guy, all those different things. If you don't know Green Dot people, he's the one who calls the defensive plays. You come over last year from New Orleans. You have your guy in here as a defensive coordinator. One year he's gone, new coordinator. How is this adjustment? Is anything being asked differently of you this year?
Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. It's my first time learning a new defense since being in the NFL, so I haven't had to do this since my rookie year. But at the same time, you know, once you've been in the league long enough, everybody kind of does something that's similar, you know, similar thing. You just call it something different. So learning the new verbiage, figuring that out, and most importantly, it's trying to get, you know, the relationship down with Jimmy and Ra and Barrett Rude, the only, you know, my you know, guys that I'm kind of directly under. And it's been awesome. It's been great. You know, there's going to be a lot of similar things I get to do on the football field because that's what I've been good at and what's got me to this point. There'll be some new things too, and I'm just excited to do all of it.
What's the new?
Yeah. We'll get there. We'll get it. Okay. You'll see week one.
Okay. That's a great follow-up, though. What's it been like going up against this offense? Obviously, last year in training camp, it's a different quarterback. It's some of the different personnel. You've got Kirk Cousins in here this year. What's that been like?
That's been awesome. I haven't been able to pick him off yet. He's smart. He knows where he's looking. He's working the underneath defenders, which is oftentimes a linebacker with his eyes, and then he goes the other direction with the ball. So he's super smart. He's a vet. He's been there. He's done it. And he brings just a great energy and leadership to the team. So it's been awesome working with him. Going against the offense has been great. It's, kind of seeing that, McVay tree, coming over here with Z-Rob and some of the things that he's doing and putting together that is honestly a little different, but also, similar to that. There's a reason that offense is, so hard to stop right now in the NFL. And some of the things they do, it's challenging, which is really good to go against, all camp. So it's been awesome.
What about the new addition to your defense? Yeah, I know obviously you would love your guys, and you'll never say, oh, we needed this help here. But you go out and you get a veteran pass rusher who's one of the best in the business. Where were you when you heard about it, and what was your initial reaction to it?
I was just sitting on the couch with my wife and kiddos. We were hanging out, and I scrolling through, and I saw it on my phone. I was like, dang. Look at that. ESPN just said this. So I was really excited. I've been a fan of Judon for a long time. He's a great pass rusher. Someone that, is relentless in his rush. But not only that, he has some pretty fancy moves to go with it. So it's pretty awesome to have him here now.
Well, then they back it up the next day, signing Simmons to a free agent deal.
Yep.
And again, it's all on paper. It's not about who's being replaced or anything like that. But with those two additions last week, along with what you guys already had, how much better do you feel like the defense got last week?
It's like you said, one of those things that, you believed in yourselves already. We were going to be the best because that's the belief you have in yourself. But then you go get more pieces like that. It just adds to the overall talent and depth of the entire defense and playmakers. That's what you want, that's what you need, and that's what's going to change games for us. Anytime our offense needs a little extra help, we got a couple more guys that have been there and done that and know how to do that. So game changers, and that's what I'm excited to have them.
Okay, but how did your role change from what you did in New Orleans to when you got here last year? Because I think the one thing that we all saw when they signed you in offseason was like
was
numbers. Yeah. And so I was curious, how were you used differently then to what you're asked to do now?
So for early years in New Orleans, I was, trying to work my way up the roster, sitting behind. And in that fourth year, I finally got a chance to, get out there and go do what I needed to do. And it was a very similar role in – it was off ball, first and second down. Okay. Maybe you're on the edge every now and then. And then come third down, let's mix it up. In New Orleans, I probably had a higher rush percentage on those third downs.
Right.
Compared to last year, it was a little more coverage. That's just how kind of things shook out with different game plans and, just kind of how it shook out. But at the end of the day, I maybe got to rush a little more, but it was a very similar role. Just, when you get to we call it Ruby, it was like a five-man front. You get down, and the linebacker can rush or he can drop.
Right.
And in New Orleans, I got a couple more rushes, so that's all right.
Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice wrapped up. Looking ahead to the season. Let's talk a little bit about Saturday. Obviously, you're not playing. A lot of the guys aren't playing. What is that day like for you, knowing that you're not going to play, but also still being engaged and sort of being a part of what's going on?
Yeah, it's just an opportunity to really get to sit back and watch the defense work. You get to hear the calls come in, talk about it with, Nate and Troy and Jesse and whoever else is standing next to me, and then watch our younger guys go out and execute it. And if they mess up anything, we can get them with it when they come to the sideline, almost like little assistant coaches. You know what I mean? Get the Microsoft Surface on the side after we go through the pictures. It's really just a great opportunity to see the defense work, to see it go up against another offense, and try to help your guys out however you can.
What is your thought process? We ask all the veterans that come here, especially on defense, about playing with two certain players, Grady and also playing with Jesse. Mm-hmm. Now, Grady missed a lot of time last year, but obviously he's back in the fold, and we know how good Jesse was last year. How does that relate? Because it's always those three levels. You're in the middle of the second level. What is it like being behind Grady and in front of Jesse back there?
Honestly, it's like when you go out there, you know they're out there. And there's a comfort that comes with that, knowing that you're playing with great players and knowing that they got your back. That's awesome. But honestly, the best part about it is you're just going through a drive, and it may be a long one, and those are just two guys that are going to make a play to get it to second and long, get the offense off track, and then all of a sudden you get to go, you know, take a break on the bench for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Those are two of the guys that just a TFL here, an interception there, a forced fumble here, a sack there. They're just those guys, or just a big hit. You know, Grady comes out of that stack when they throw a screen. He'll deplete someone quick. So it's just those types of plays that just re-energize, rejuvenate, and change the game. And that's the best part of being with those guys.
Falcons linebacker Caden Ellis joining us here on the Midday Show. So no more joint practices. I would assume most of you guys aren't going to play on Friday. Who knows? Maybe, but probably not. So between now and Pittsburgh, with some new players on defense and all of that, what are the keys to making sure that you guys are ready to go against the Steelers as a defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, we got our periods where we go up against our ones, and those have got to be taken like the most important game reps that you'll get to prepare us. And then every other rep we get as well, maybe not as competitive in that sense where you're, you know, we call it Mamba, you know, you get really excited, you get going. You still got to just treat it like it's a game rep. You got to treat every practice and your preparation so that when you get to that moment, it's not a shock, it's not new, it's not different. You know what I mean? It's got to feel the same. When you get out there for week one, it's got to be maybe the energy's a little higher. Yeah, the crowd's in the stands, and that's going to juice you up even more, but your preparation and the way you prepare for each day has to be the same. And if you do that, if we do that, we'll be good.
How has it been for you personally? Because you said it earlier, back in New Orleans, you were a worker. You're a guy who played in these games and mm-hmm. everything like that. That,
yep.
that these guys are, you talk about the young guy. What is it like for you mentally knowing, you know what, because you're a competitor, you know what that grind is like. But now you're the starter and all those, you haven't lost the grind. But what is it like when you're sitting there on the sideline or knowing you're not going to play? How do you keep yourself in tune to the game?
I think like I was saying earlier, you got to like, for me, I know I have to sit there, get the call, go through the call, make the adjustments. I say it all on the sideline as I'm going through it, and don't let a rep miss. Like, you know, get there, you know, as your old high school coach, get your mental reps, right? That's really what it's about. And you sit and you get the mental reps, and you go on the sideline after the drive when the offense is out there, and instead of playing fanboy, you sit down, you go through the surface and see, all right, what was done right, what was done wrong, what would be an adjustment we could make, and really play through the game mentally as you go through it.
What's it like for you going from one of the teams in this rivalry to the other, because the fans don't like each other.
Yeah.
Falcons fans and Saints fans can't stand each other. What's it like playing for one team at first and now going to the other one now?
It's it's awesome. You know, it's just such a fun game. And, you know, I always say, like, every time I get home, my wife will show me some video of a fight that happened in the stands. And it's just one of those things where, you know, people bring a little extra juice and getting to rep the red is special.
What's on the hat? I see Team Up With Compassion. Is that?
Yeah, Bradley Pinion's got some got us hooked up with Compassion International. Actually, someone a company my wife and I work with, a nonprofit. They do a really awesome job, and we'll be going down to the Dominican Republic next
Sweet.
Year to serve on some people and love on some people, and we're doing it as a team. So anybody that wants to go is able to go with you know that's on the team, and I'm excited about it.
That's beautiful.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Can I ask you a college question?
Yeah, of course.
I know your dad's a coach at Utah.
Yeah.
They got a good team this year.
Oh, they sure do.
They're in a different conference. How much do you talk with him just about how much things have changed in college football over the last handful of years? As a coach, like, he's a part of all of that.
It's changed so much. And, you know, I've heard him and a few others call it the Wild Wild West. I'm not sure who said that first, but that seems to be a term that's going around and everybody kind of agrees with right now. It's kind of up in the air. The NIL's crazy. The recruiting seems like there's no barriers on it anymore, and it's wild. So, you know, he's got his work cut out for him. At the end of the day, when it comes down to practice and snapping that ball, it's football still,
yeah.
And he loves it. And he's out there. My little brother is there. He's a freshman now. So, you know, he's over there with him, and they're getting it done. And I'm excited to watch that team go.
We're big Utah fans.
Well, go Utes.
Because of the coach.
Well, they don't play Washington anymore, so I don't have to worry about it.
You don't have to worry about that.
There you go. Come on. You got Jimmy over here now.
Yeah, no doubt. And Penix and everybody else, too.
We got a lot of Washington guys.
Yeah, no doubt.
Trice, Caden, all of them.
We appreciate it, man.
Hey, man, take care. Thank you. Healthy. And thank you so much, brother.
Appreciate y'all. God bless.
Caden Ellis there, Falcons linebacker, nice enough to spend a few minutes with us here as practice has wrapped up. We'll grab a quick break. We'll react a little bit to what we heard from Caden on the other side. Final hour of the show, big story of the day. Coming up next, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.